Sorry.
Okay, we're going to look at Titus chapter 1 and verse 1. So we'll just begin by, as Simon said, preparation. We're just going to pray briefly because we haven't got that much time on this. So let's just look to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what we've heard already, that every word that proceeds from your mouth is for us. Every word in this Bible you've given for us, and we pray that you might help us to find the life and the light in your word as we look at this morning. Amen. Okay, could someone, I'm slightly sort of speeding through this, so I hope you'll see it, just for illustration really, but could someone just read that first verse, please?
Paul, a bondservant of God and of an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the knowledge, acknowledgement of the truth which accords with godliness.
Okay. So we find when we get to Paul's letters that the information is absolutely packed. There's loads to look at. So we're going to start with that very first phrase. Paul, a bondservant of God. We'll just start looking there. Now, just by way of illustration, as I'm hearing you all, I'm presuming that you all know who Paul is. I'm not trying to be patronizing about that. People come to the Word of God. I worked with a woman for a while who had never, ever opened her Bible. She did not know where Genesis was. She did not know. So we're all coming from different places. Now you may all know who Paul is, but you might start looking at another scripture somewhere and you'll come across a name and you've never heard of it. You don't know anything about it. Names that come to me are possibly Bildad and Zophar and Eliphaz, and you might think, well, who are they? Well, when you come to it, you know, that's something you're going to need to study and look at. So what I'm saying as an illustration, when it says Paul, don't start doing a great big study about Paul, because you'll never, you know, there's a lot to look at. But looking at Paul, and he's going to unpack a little bit for us as to who he is as he writes this letter to Titus. Okay, what's the next thing Paul says in this? In this verse. What does he say next?
He's a bondservant.
He's a bondservant. Okay, so I don't want anybody, if somebody doesn't know what a bondservant is, I don't want you to think, oh, I'm hopeless. The point of this is just to sort of help us, we're all helping together in this group. But so what is a bondservant? Does anybody know what a bondservant is? Or can you even guess by looking at the second half of the word?
The
slave. Yes. But looking at the word...
Yes,
pardon?
Someone who chooses to be a slave by choice. They love their
master. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right, yes. So a bondservant is someone who chooses to be a slave. We've heard a lot about slavery these days. But a bondservant is someone who actually should maybe better be written, but I don't want to explain it too, you know, desperately. But someone who has chosen that position. It hasn't been forced upon them. Okay. So, generally speaking, what is a bondservant supposed to do? What is their daily life?
To serve.
To serve. So how are they going to serve? How do they know how to serve? What do they do?
They listen to their master.
One at a time?
Sorry? Listen to their master.
Okay. Listen to their master. Okay. And if their master doesn't say anything to them that day, what do they do that day? If this master doesn't say anything, what do they do?
Ask.
They don't do anything.
They don't do
anything. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because they are completely given over to their master. Right? So, a servant, the most important, what is the most important thing about a servant?
Faithfulness.
There is faithfulness,
obedience.
Yes.
Obedience.
Pardon?
Obedience.
Obedience. How do you get obedience from a servant? What does the servant need to have obedience?
Humility.
Submission.
Sorry, what was that?
Submission.
Submission to what?
The master.
And what's the master doing?
Giving instructions.
Giving instructions. Okay? So, the servant has to listen. The most important thing for a servant is hearing. Okay? So, this is something that's very, very important. If you don't hear your master, you won't know what to do. Those of us who have children, we know that we give a child an instruction. Well, could you please go to such and such a place? And then we want to go on and tell them what to do when they get there, but they've already gone. They haven't waited for the full commandment. Now, a real bond servant stays with the master until the full commandment is given, right? And then they can go and they can be obedient. That's a good slave, dare I say it in today's society, a good slave. Okay. So something else you might like to think about. Any other thoughts? I'm doing all the talking. Any other thoughts about a bond servant that might come to you?
So he's choosing to be
servant. Yes, it's a choice.
It would be out of love.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Anything else about a bond servant? Yeah, thank you, Neil.
We attempt to do things cheerfully.
Okay, doing things cheerfully. Yeah. Don't worry. We're not panicking. We're not taking any notes from anybody. Yes?
If you're doing it out of choice, you don't want to feel oppressed by your master.
Yeah, if you're doing it out of choice, you don't want to be oppressed by your master. Okay, so that's where we're coming on, in a sense, to the next word, aren't we? About who we have chosen to be a bondservant of. Right.
Someone you trust.
Yep. Yeah.
To be available at all times.
Great, to be available at all times. Okay. So let's just go speeding on to the next main word. There's of, and then there's another word. What's the next word?
God.
Of God. Okay. So if we put these things together, so we're meditating through this now, okay? Paul, a bondservant of God. I am Paul, I'm somebody who listens to God, who's available to God. Wasn't there a point where Paul wanted to go there, but the Spirit of God said, no, go there? Okay? So he's available to God. That's brilliant. Because there are times when maybe God doesn't want to say anything to you. That is true. Sometimes we are too busy to do. But God says, wait. I think, God hasn't spoken to me. Well then, don't do anything. Okay, so there's all these things where an application comes in that we are a bondservant of God. So maybe we can think about that for a minute. We haven't got much time. But yes, what can we think about with a bondservant of God? What does that say to you? Someone we trust, someone we love. Anything else about God?
Who God is. He's the
creator. Pardon?
Who God is.
Who God is, yeah.
The creator.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that shows how we depend on him. Anything else?
We want to stay close to him.
Want to stay close to him? Okay. Is maybe a question creeping in here? Who are we bondservants of, really? Who are we following? Maybe a question like that will come in as you sit and ponder this and think about that. And we've had some thoughts given to us. Maybe we're bondservants of a particular preacher. Maybe we're a bondservant of our mood or emotions. Maybe that applies a bit more to women than it does to men. You know, there are other things that you can think of. Who am I a bondservant of? Is there a particular line of thinking? You know, this is where titles of I'm this kind of Christian, or I'm that kind of a Christian. You know, who are we actually a bondservant of? Are we people that think, well, I've got to stick to this doctrine? And please, I'm not trying to decry doctrine, but we're a bondservant of God. And it's our personal choice. Is it, we have to ask myself the question, is it my personal choice to be a bondservant of God? Okay, do you sort of see where we're going? It's not really all that difficult, is it? But I do want to go in the last 5 minutes to the next thing that Paul says about himself. Could someone just read that next phrase?
An apostle.
Yeah, read the whole
Jesus
phrase.
Jesus Christ.
An apostle of Jesus Christ. Okay. So first question is, does God want us all to be bondservants of God? Is that what he wants for us?
Yes.
Yes. It is what he wants for us. Okay. Now, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Who knows what an apostle is? Anybody know the answer to that? Don't worry if you don't know. Anybody who does know, perhaps you can...
Someone who's sent.
Basically, we have a big deal about so-and-so is an apostle and he's coming to our town, you know. I won't go on, but yes. There's a funny story Simon and I have about that. But anyway, you know, a sent one. Some people have said missionaries are apostles. You know, so let's not get ourselves too high-minded about these things. An apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing was the bondservant. We got to the point in our meditation to realize that God wants us all to be bondservants. Does he want us all to be apostles?
Yes, I would say. Yeah.
I'd like to think no, but that might be a reflection of my own space of mind.
Now, why are you saying no?
Because in my own life, I don't feel he's sent me anywhere or to anyone in particular at this point. But I'm being wrong.
Okay. So that's where a little bit of study might be important on this. Okay? Because what other positions in the church are there apart from an apostle? Can you think of any others? We've had illustration here this morning already.
Teachers.
Teachers. Yes.
Messengers.
Pardon?
Messengers.
Messengers.
Appointed messenger. An apostle.
Prophets.
Okay. Yes, sorry, I didn't quite hear it all. Prophets. Yes.
Servants.
Pardon?
Servers.
Okay, so I'm thinking this is where we would need to do a little bit of Bible study on this to look at who are different people. So if we looked further on down through this passage, which we haven't done yet, because just because of time, we will discover that Paul, when he met Jesus on the Damascus Road, was not an apostle. Okay? He had some things to go through. Go to Joshua, for example. He did not lead the children of Israel until he'd been through some training. Okay? And then God said, Moses, after you, I'm sending Joshua. He didn't send Caleb. They'd both been good about going up to spies, but it was Joshua who was to lead them and not Caleb. So we're looking now here, not at what we are choosing for God. Mm. We're looking at what God is choosing for us. Mm. Do you see this? Mm. So this is why we have to spend time meditating on this. So could someone just give me an idea very quickly? So I'm not an apostle. Okay, fact. Fiona Wyatt is not an apostle. So where does that leave me with this scripture? How does that apply to me? I'm not an apostle, so cross that off. That's not for me. The scripture's not for me. But we've just heard that every word is for all of us. So how does it apply to me? How does it apply to Lexi? She says, no, I'm not an apostle. You got it right. Tick, Lexi. Okay, so how does this apply to me? What do you think? Okay, so just quote to the quick. Paul was chosen to be an apostle by God, right? So we could ask God the question, Lord, what have you chosen me for? Where do I fit into the body of Christ? Okay? And sometimes it's a matter of asking the question and you have to wait for God's answer. He might not ask you straight away, but it's a question you can ask. Okay? So I hope that just gives you a bit of an understanding of what we're doing, Bible meditation, and we're looking at the detail here. And we've got lots of things written up there if you wanted to remind yourself. And when we finish our meditation, it's really good to say thank you to the Lord. So would someone just like to say thank you?
Thank you, Father, that you know all things. You created all things. You created us individually. And you know our characters. You know our ways, the good ones and the bad ways that we have. And you work with us. You're so willing to work with us to become like Jesus and to fulfill those plans that you have. And I pray, Father God, that you just continue in this vein of speaking to us through your word. And help us, Lord, to ask the right questions. Father, not to be shying away from them if they're hard to hear the answer to. But to be totally honest and truthful with you. And we just thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we're on the road to knowing you deeper, going deeper into your word and the treasures that you've hidden for us to find. Lord, it's just amazing that you have all that time for us, and sometimes we don't have 5 minutes for you. Please forgive me, forgive others, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that this is a new day for listening to you in your word, and we will receive that wisdom and revelation that you want us to receive, Lord. In Jesus' name and for your glory, Lord, we ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so for the remaining half hour up until the lunch break, we're going to split into a couple of groups, as Simon mentioned earlier.